This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again been ranked the world's most popular leader, securing a 68% approval rating in the latest global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey was carried out between March 2nd and 8th. Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin and South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung are in second position, both with 62% approval ratings. Leaders from the Czech Republic and Argentina follow with 57% and 56% approval, respectively. In contrast, US President Donald Trump recorded a 39% approval rating and did not feature among the top 10. The railways have approved projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees to upgrade its communication infrastructure and expand the coverage automatic train protection system across multiple zones. The ministry said two major projects have been approved to establish a robust dual-fiber communication network across all five divisions of Central Railways at a cost of more than 600 crore rupees. Referring to safety measures, the ministry said Kavach 4.0, the indigenously developed collision avoidance system, will be deployed on 548 kilometers of high-traffic routes across Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka at a cost of over 300 crore rupees. The Under-23 Tri-Nation Championship 2026 was inaugurated by Chief Minister Pema Khandu at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium UPI yesterday. The inaugural ceremony was graced by India's football icon and former captain Sunil Chhetri along with Sports Minister Kento Jini. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister announced that a much-needed world-class football stadium at Itanagar has been sanctioned under the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeast Region at an estimated cost of 200 crore rupees. He stated that construction work is set to commence within this year. Speaking on the occasion, football icon Sunil Chhetri encouraged the youth to take sports seriously and strive for excellence. The opening match of the tournament was won by Tajikistan against Bhutan by 1-0. The next match is scheduled for the 28th, featuring India against Bhutan at 7 p.m. The Northeast India Tourism Confederation and the Association of Buddhist Tour Operators have entered into a MOU to foster collaboration in the field of travel and tourism, with particular emphasis on the promotion of Buddhist pilgrimage tourism across the Northeast region. In Andhra Pradesh, at least 13 people were burnt alive and 22 others injured as a private bus caught fire after colliding with a tipper truck near Rayavaram in Markapuram district this morning. Both vehicles were completely gutted in the fire. There were 35 passengers in the bus at the time of the collision. The death toll is likely to go up as the condition of some of the injured is stated to be critical. The president, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief over the tragic bus accident. The Prime Minister announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the ongoing West Asia conflict is disproportionately affecting the poorest and the most vulnerable populations, calling for an immediate end to the war and a renewed push for democracy. In a social media post, Guterres also highlighted the economic impact of the conflict, particularly the prolonged disruption of shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Araghchi has said that Iran allowed India and a number of other friendly nations, including China and Russia, to use the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping lane between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman that handles roughly 20% of global oil and LNG. There have been growing global concerns over disruptions in commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of severe consequences if it does not fully reopen the waterways. The Iranian foreign minister made it clear that ships linked to Iran's adversaries will not be allowed to transit through the strategic waterways. Ram Navami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today, marking the birth anniversary of Maryada Purushottam Bhagwan Shri Ram. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.